We'll begin opening our Bibles tonight to 1 Samuel chapter 8. And I so love the Lord and how He, you know, He just foreknew. He knows everything. Time's nothing to God. He incorporates all of it. But just how precious He is that sometimes He just shows us so divinely what's going on, where we're at. And I guess tonight maybe one of the reasons in this society we are where we are. And take heart tonight as God shows us and encourages us in the great grace that is with us that gives us such hope and rejoicing. But let's go ahead and read the 8th chapter of 1 Samuel. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, came to Samuel and to Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all nations. Isn't that amazing? You know, God help us never to be that way. There's so many things that we can take from this study tonight. But just to really stop here for just a moment. Just because somebody didn't, again, live in that fullness to, again, be the testimony of what could have been. Is that an excuse or a reason for us to change direction? There wouldn't be anybody serving the Lord or praising Him, would there be, if that was what it was dependent upon? If anything, they should just have been more encouraged. Well, we need to get back to the way that was established in the heart of Samuel. As opposed, it was just showing you what man's heart was looking for. They were looking for an excuse. They were just going along for the ride, looking to a man as opposed to looking at God in the man. Amen? And so sad, because this again is man. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. Isn't that something about the Lord? Okay, we're going to give them what they want. For they have not rejected thee. They haven't rejected you, Samuel, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. See, give them the testimony of the Lord. You let them go their way, but let them know the word of the Lord. Amen? And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons, and he'll appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties. And will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be his confectionaries, and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his buddies, his servants. Uh-oh. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your manservants and your maidservants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. And you shall cry out in that day because of your king which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, "Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations." Isn't that something? That we also may be like all the nations. "And that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Hearken unto their voice, make them a king." And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, "Go ye every man unto his city." You think about that. That's all that the kings of men can do is take from them. You think, what does the Lord do for us? He just gives. You want somebody that's going to give or take? Oh my. But you read this, and I'll tell you what, we still haven't learned, have we? And wasn't this amazing? The Lord that fed and clothed them all those 40 years. And they saw all those amazing miracles, all the things that he did, the water from the rock, the manna from heaven, their clothes that not only never wore out, but the size grew with them, or when they dwindled a little bit, they shrunk. And you talk about the clothes that were the clothes of the day. I mean, these are the clothes that God made for them. But they still would not want his divine hand in their lives. And instead, they wanted to be as others. They wanted to be ruled by corrupt man. See, I mean, again, this is, we'll talk about Romans 1 in a minute. But see, it's when you want to be ruled by man over God, you're truly just, again, making that idol that you want to just basically worship yourself. That's really what it is when we go that way. So instead of believing God, the God who they knew and the God who proved to them that I provide everything, that I give you everything, and I give it to you in such abundance, what they chose pretty much was to be slaves to man and truly slaves to man's government. Amen. This is what it is. And that DNA, if you think about it, the DNA of rejecting God to reign runs very deep in man. Very, very deep in man. And we've seen this over our short lifetimes. And it's increasing at an increasing rate, is it not? And it's increasing so much that it's going to increase to where they put up a man and that claims to be God. And they'll follow after him. They'll wander after him. You just see this increasing and increasing and increasing. Because they reject God. And when you reject God, you will be given over to a lie. And the lie only gets bigger and greater and more vicious. It does. Sin begats only one thing, more sin. And more sin, as ugly as sin was, more sin is even uglier. Until it's just ugly, as they say, all the way to the bone. And it is. But you think, over these years, we've seen mankind only getting more passionate and incensed about placing confidence in a man whose breath is in his nostrils. Man, if you think about this, with such frailty, man that fails, man as the Word of God, and I love how the Word of God says, why would you put confidence in a man who will die? Man who dies. Man, as the Word of God says, whose wisdom is foolishness to God. And we are. We're in the midst of Romans 1. Romans 1, where it says, when they knew that he was God, gave him not glory as God, neither were they thankful. As you read through there, you see that the complete ungodliness that was the result. And brothers and sisters, it is so amazing and it's exciting. It's sad, but it's exciting because it's where we're at. It's exactly the time and the place that we have been given over to, truly as a society. We're promoting pretty much anything that is opposed to God. Everything that's acceptable is truly being encouraged. It is opposed to God. Popular thinking, which is the right thinking, is things that are opposed to God. And it is. It's disheartening. Let's be honest. I know only in the Word of God can we abound in hope at this time. Because truly, I couldn't even imagine not being a saint, and I mean a bridal saint, to be encouraged at this time to know that this is the time of him to say, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. That's it. I'm so grateful to God for the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That I'm not just going to, you know, limp and lump through this thing and have to be here as it just spins into such wickedness that this earth and world has never even seen. But by the grace of God, he says, when you see these things come to pass, you look up, honey. I'm coming. The end of that camel ride, it could be right over the next hill. And thank you, Jesus. See, there's an abounding hope in that. Isn't that wonderful how he does that? That's like songs in the night. And I tell you what, man, we're growing closer and closer to it, aren't we? That first watch is almost here. And she's gone before the first watch. She's gone before that evening. And we're thankful to God that, again, that he's put this upon our hearts. But see, what we find, and we know this because we know ourselves, but for God, the only one we want to please is ourselves. Amen? Come on. Let's be honest. We're selfish creatures. Absolutely. We can pretend that we're not selfish, but that's selfishness because you're just being selfish with yourself. And it's even ones that try to act humble or, you know, I'm going to be the good. I like those guys. God will send them. Man, if a raven wants to help me, come on, raven, you can help me. Bring me food. It's all right. You know, some people say, oh, I'm not eating food. Let me tell you, the raven brings you food. And God brought you that raven. You eat that food because you may not be getting any other food. Are you waiting for a dove? It might not happen. Amen? Now, come on. Get over ourselves. But that's what man wants to do. They want to desire and please themselves. And by the grace of God, the only reason that we wouldn't is because of the Lord. That's it. Man desires to have as many or the majority of men speak well of him. Isn't that something that's, you know, and as the word of God says, you beware when all men speak well of you because you have no stand. You would have to be a complete compromise. I think they call that a politician. Well, isn't that really what they were? Weren't those the ones that were there that were thinking that they were making the deal and ruling to put our precious Savior on that cross? Those are the politicians of the day. Don't fool yourself. That's exactly who they were. The ones that were, at least they thought, the authority. God was directing all of that. Those were those wicked ones that were appointed for the day of evil. And there's a lot of days of evil. And there's a lot of wicked ones that are just right in line, and God will use them. And just know it. So let's not get bent out of shape about it. But see, whereas God magnifies his word. See, man wants to magnify man, but God magnifies one thing, and that's his word. And man's opinion to God is irrelevant. It's meaningless. God is about his word. That's all that the Father is attentive to is his Son. That's all he sees. And thank the Lord that that's the life that lives in us, and that's what he sees. That's why, again, he is so absolutely endeared and so passionate about us, that mountains would be removed, that cities will be wiped out. I'm telling you, I tell folks, I do. Not, you know, that really want to pick, they do, they just want to, you know, pick a bone with me and, you know, or something of that nature. There was a time I definitely want to hit you back. And as my dad taught me, you hit him first. But I tell you what, now you're fighting God. And I'm learning how well he fights. And to wait upon the Lord and to truly look into the word of God that lives in me. And you talking about praying the prayer of faith, my goodness, have you ever really allowed the Psalms to be incorporated into your being and to pray in accordance with the power of faith in that word? Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. It offends people when you pray like that. It scares them. What's wrong with you? Let me tell you something. I'm loved by a jealous God. Huh? And he loves me with a godly jealousy. You better know who loves you. Amen? Yeah, really do. Enjoy it. But see, man by pleasing man is a way of death. That's a way of death. Men pleasers, and that language and that speak is a way of death. Whereas God is a way and an only way. It's of light and of life everlasting. Man, as we know, is finite. He ends, but God is infinite. Man enslaves, but yet the word of God says, whom I have made free is free indeed. The liberty of Christ, the grace, the realm of absolute, where there is no law, there is no sin. You talk about freedom. Praise God. I'm so thankful to the Lord. See, I think that that's the fear so many Christians live in all the time, is the fear of this failure, the fear of this, again, all this, I'll call it like a thorn or something of that nature that, you know, maybe you would love to get rid of. You'd love to not have that thing in your life. And then you become almost fearful of it when it needs to become the praise of your life. And thankfulness to God. And then believing in truly the word of God that, you know what? Where there is no law, there is no sin. He's taking care of that for me. And it's amazing how that thorn will not be something that you'll think of anymore. And sometimes it'll be a thorn that he'll even remove. Amen. Don't give that your attention. Be thankful as you go through and a trusting God to give you the power, hallelujah, that you don't have. See, that's the power of God allowing you to overcome. See, things that are easy for you, you don't have to overcome those. That's, as they say, a piece of cake and a glass of water. But the thing you can't overcome, God loves that. And that's why in your life you're wondering, why are there so many things that I can't overcome? Because he loves you. He's gracing your life. This is the magnificence of enduring hardness as a good soldier. We don't think these things strange, and it's not just one thing. I mean, there's many things, but for God, we would say, these are really, really strange. Lord, this wasn't, you know, again, you say, I didn't sign up for this. Oh, yes, you did. And the Lord will bring these things so faithfully to try you. Believe the word of God, because the word of God is true. And as we look into it and believe it, there's peace, rest, and joy in believing the word of God. So if I know these things are coming to pass in my life, and I know these things that God truly has before ordained that I'm going to walk through this, by the grace of God, why wouldn't I want to embrace the truth, believe him, and have that joy and that rest and that peace in believing God? Amen? Amen. Amen. I want you to pray for me, and I pray for you in that absolute assurance of God. But isn't it interesting? God's liberty frees us completely. God's liberty, his truth, the liberty of the Lord is truth. Amen. It's the word of God. That's our liberty. Amen. His truth transforms us out of this world. His truth, I see myself right now seated in the heavens in Christ. I know and I see the vision of the Holy Ghost. I see myself and my citizenship is in heaven. I see because God has promised and told me that I am now a son of God. Hallelujah. I thank God that in that truth, I'm not just transformed out of this world. I'm transformed out of the world's thinking. I'm transformed out of the world's ways. I'm even transformed out of the world's problems. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, even as Paul, in complete liberty, think of this. He was in complete liberty, in absolute freedom, absolute grace, even as he was chained and in prison. They could not change the status of his liberty. They couldn't change the status of his freedom, even though he was in that prison. Writing, once again, as we're reminded, the joy book of the Bible. Amen? See, that's that joy. But yet, when you go by man's thinking, even though man thinks that he is free, free thinker, free love, free all of this, free, he's shackled in his mind. He's shackled in his thoughts. He is a prisoner. Oh, yes, you are. You're either a prisoner of Christ or you're a prisoner of the enemy. See, in all reality, that's it. See, man doesn't seek, he doesn't seek his own way. Man, in thinking that he's seeking his own way, is seeking mammon's way. And to put it bluntly, he's seeking Satan's way. He's not seeking his own way. That's the prisoner. That is the true prisoner. And it's complete bondage. You're shackled and in truly in irons. Whereas Christ, isn't that wonderful? He says, not only has he broken every chain, but we can even lay aside every weight of our lives. That's such beauty and such sweet freedom that I do not need to carry anything around. Aren't you thankful when the Lord has truly given you the vision of the liberty that you have? All those hurts that you may have gone through, something in your childhood might have been similar as somebody else. But because of the grace and the power of God, you have laid that weight down. It doesn't define you. It's not a weight that you carry. It's, praise God, I've laid that down. And yet that same tragedy or hurt completely destroys another life. That's the difference. That's the difference of being enslaved by the thinking of the world or being freed by the mind of Christ. Isn't it wonderful? Aren't you thankful? My heart's aching for God's people, and especially for my family in this meeting. And I know it's hurting some family members and choices and things that people have been making and all. And yet, I'm so thankful for that thorn that has come now. Not in a strange way, but it's causing ones in a family that love one another to make a stand for the truth. Even young ones. It's so wonderful to see that we're so encouraged by parents and elders, but yet somehow, some way, that one that encouraged kind of got their eyes off. And yet here we have the young ones standing there with the torch. I'm not moving. It's a mighty time. But it's not without its aches. And let's not be fearful. Let's not be afraid. And let's not be in despair. We might got a thumping, but we're running. Amen. Praise God. So, man, as we close this up, is truly about vanity and pride. Man will only give us empty solutions. Man gives paths that only lead to dead ends. And here we are, and I'm talking about truly the majority of Christianity, fighting about things which are truly a dead end. Isn't that something? Well, my dead end's going to last a little bit longer than your dead end. I mean, it's just nuts, is it not? See, again, that's the conversation that's off the wall. Stay on the wall. Don't get off the wall. Because every conversation that's off the wall is exactly that. It is off the wall. It doesn't make sense. It's not a sound mind. We begin to have reprobate. It's a mind that can't, it doesn't make sense, and it can't make the right decision. Right? It's confusion. It's double-minded. By the grace of God, it needs to be his mind, the word of the Lord. And it's sad, and it's very sad. And for God's precious people, you think about what we read tonight. You know, again, this is where it all started. For God's people, this is where it all started. You think of the opportunity that God gave them, just as the same opportunity that God gives us in our households, in our lives. As he said, will we allow the Lord to reign over us? What a question, huh? The one who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. But yet Jesse's going to take something back and say, well, Lord, I'll handle this one. No, you won't. And he won't allow you to handle it. And it will become a bigger mess. And that goes even for my children. They have to be committed to God. They're his. And you see that and you pray and you encourage. Just like Samuel did. Samuel did not keep his mouth shut. Samuel testified the word of the Lord. But Samuel, under the hand of God, Samuel representing the word of God, will never force you, but it will always remind you. And isn't that something, as they chose that, Could you imagine them as they were complaining and all that, and they'd continue to see Samuel walking around? They keep seeing the Word of God walking around. Huh? Isn't that how the Lord does that? You've made a choice, and you see the Word of God walking around, and you're thinking, my goodness. Samuel wasn't leaving. The Word of the Lord is not leaving. Amen? See? So sweet. And, you know, the Word of the Lord, he told them that. And the Word of the Lord was the one that anointed their king for them. The Lord still loved them, didn't he? Isn't that something, how he loved them? Gave them what they want. Knew that leanness would come to their soul. But yet the love of God never departed. Praise the Lord. God help us that this be not us. Amen. God help us that we don't reject what the Lord has and truly, in a sense, settle for a mess of pottage. That we need to know, praise God, that the riches of this world are worthless to God. They're worthless to God. May we know, and funny as he said it, and I know that he's not even using the same gold we're talking about, but our valuable gold is street material in heaven. But that gold is so fine, it's transparent. So let me tell you something, that ain't this gold. No. Those bodies, these bodies, I should say, that we take such good care of, that we're bombarded about, that we think about, you know, again, it truly is. You can't see a commercial that isn't about your body. It's true, isn't it not? Huh? Everything is about your body. The big thing is health care. Whatever side it's on, you need this one, you don't need this one. It's all about our health, our bodies. Take care of them. We think about them day and night. And what does the Word of the Lord tell us? We're all going to get a body, a new one. And praise God, looking for one, hallelujah, like unto his own glorious body. And let me tell you something, for all of us, aren't we thankful? It's the same one. Amen? It's the like him one. Isn't that wonderful again? But that's us now in Christ. Protect that fellowship. And I love you. I know tonight, by God's grace, the Lord is, you know, again, we're enjoying Christ in you and Christ in me, the hope of glory. But let's be those mature ones, the fathers, that truly bring that salve, the Word of God. And I believe it, I do, I truly believe a healing is going forth. The balm in Gilead has been broken forth and just continue to be used of it. The little vessel that the Lord will break forth, praise God. Because we're not of this world, are we? And thanks be to God, our home awaits us. And until then, may our minds be stayed on him. May his mind, truly the only mind, be in us. Amen? Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.